This is Patient Care Theory 2, Unit 11, Part 4, Glucometry. So this is probably timely then, this presentation, since...
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
Good work.
Thanks. Does anyone want to take their course evaluation back and just make a note about that? The timing of Rob's discussions are just so bang on. Okay. So quickly, glucometry. So we're testing blood sugar levels indicated in any patient with an altered level of awareness. Anyone know what NYD stands for? I don't think we ever covered the short form. NYD? Not yet diagnosed, exactly. Yeah, good. Anyone with an altered level of awareness or altered mental status, NYD. Any diabetic with suspected alteration of blood sugar or blood glucose level. Any seizure of unknown etiology. I mean, a seizure is an altered mental status, altered level of awareness, right? So we're going to check blood sugar in all seizure patients. Any stroke-like symptoms, because hypoglycemia can present like stroke. Some patients get hypoglycemic and they have unilateral deficits. They have weakness in one arm, one leg, one side of the body. Oops. I got to replace this photo. This is an antique glucometer, AcuSoft. I think it's from the...
Did you collect it just now?
No, I didn't collect it. Damn, I should have. Look, you can see my picture in my reflection. And you know how old it is because I'm actually taking a photo with a camera as opposed to a phone, right? That's how old that thing is. There's some good news. The old glucometers, I really got to update these slides. The old glucometers, does John use blue chalk?
Yeah.
See, if someone wrote with blue chalk in here, I wouldn't be able to see it because I can't distinguish dark color. So. So the old glucometers used to have testing solutions. So you had to, before you pulled out a new bottle of test strips, you had to test the glucometer with two different solutions to make sure it was functional. Now the glucometers are a little more advanced and we don't need to do that. So a couple of things about the procedure. So we swab the finger. Now, do you see anything wrong with where the sample is taken? I'm sorry, this set of slides is really old. I really got to change this. We don't typically go on the palm of the finger. A lot of nerve endings there. So yeah, we go on the sides. Either side is fine, but the palm, that's a really sensitive part of your finger. Unless you're like a guitar player, then you probably got calluses, but then you probably can't even get a blood sample from those fingers anyway. So you perform a finger prick and place the blood on the tab. So you just advance the tab to where that blood is and then bandage the finger. I work with this guy who has a glucometry down to a fine art. It's pretty amazing. It's the chattiest table in this room. It's unbelievable. And it's not even Riley this time. Yeah, amazing.
There you go.
Yeah. Jada's usually so quiet. Jamie, too. They're coming out of their shells. Anyway, it's because they've been corrupted by Riley. One of the medics I used to work with, just telling you this so you can look cool, too. So he would... Before he pricked a finger, he would take the Band-Aid and put part of the sticky Band-Aid on the finger with the cover on the other half of it. He'd prick the finger, get the sample, take the Band-Aid, go wrap it. It was like the coolest thing ever. Just telling you, if you want to be cool, I couldn't do it. I tried, but I couldn't coordinate it. And being cool is not critical, but helpful. It's helpful.
Well, I'm here.
It's not critical.
Well,
to wear the uniform?
Yeah.
Okay, so false readings. When would you get false readings? You might get false readings if it's diluted. Now, I don't know if there's any truth to this or not, but if you do a capillary sample on the finger and there's no blood coming out, the suggestion is that you milk the finger above the last joint because if you squeeze the finger at the tip, you'll get a combination of blood and serous fluid, and that may dilute the solution, give you a falsely low blood sugar, which you don't want, right? So two things can dilute it: too much alcohol in the finger, or milking the finger and mixing serous fluid with blood. I don't honestly think that's an issue, but when I milk the finger, I always milk it above this joint, like that. There you go. How to milk the finger. Go home and practice that on somebody. The other one is cellular debris. This is an interesting one. And this is what the manufacturers will tell you. So when you read the box for the glucometer, there'll be a list of things that will give you some falsely low blood sugars, including cellular debris. So is that true? Good question. So if you encounter a non-diabetic patient who has a low blood sugar, you should be a little bit suspicious of that reading. So you've done a blood sugar because of an altered LOA, but you know for a fact that they're not on any diabetic meds, that they're not a diabetic, and you get a low blood sugar. Very unusual. You know, people say my blood sugar is low, but it's far less common to, it's unusual to have a low blood sugar without diabetes. Happens. Now, it might be low for that person, but to have it below 4 millimoles per liter, unusual in non-diabetics, unusual. So you should be suspicious. So I'll give you an example. If I had a non-diabetic with a low blood sugar, I would probably, without treating them, I would take another blood sugar in a couple of minutes, just to be sure. And I've done that a number of times, and sure enough, the sugar was, you know, 4.8 or something, second time you try. So how do we document glucometry? So you would document it something like this. You'd say glucometry, capillary sample. And the only reason we write capillary sample, and I've seen very few medics do it, but you should write it, is because you can do a venous sample or a capillary sample. And venous sample is actually typically 10% lower than a capillary sample. So that's significant. So you document that it's capillary sample. And then the result is blood glucose level 2.4 millimoles per liter. The other short form I use sometimes is CBG, which stands for capillary blood glucose. So you'll see either BGL or CBG.
Is that university?
It is, yeah. What, you think I would use it if it wasn't university accepted? Sure. Kind of a blasphemous paramedic, do you think I am? Speaking of blasphemous, did you see that joke? There's two femurs side by side, and one of the femurs said, "I don't believe in God," and the other one said, "Neither do I," and the bottom said, "Blasphemers." Come on, that was funny. Okay. Any questions about glucometry? No. Blasphemers.